Psalm 92, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6. It says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the work of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this." Let's pray. Father, we ask your blessing upon the preaching and teaching of your word. We pray, Father, that you would speak to our hearts in that special way that only you can. We are committing this preaching time to you and pray that each person here will receive something from you, from the word of God, that will be of great blessing in their life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we approach Thanksgiving, I would like to talk to you this morning about what the scriptures say concerning Thanksgiving. Now, we've already read here where the scriptures say very clearly in verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And notice here that the psalmist not only says it's a good thing to give thanks, but he also tells us who we're to give thanks to, and that is the Lord. Now, you would think that everyone would know this, but in the world in which we live, there is ample proof that this is not the case. To most people, the Thanksgiving holiday is nothing more than a time for eating. To most of them, it's a time where we gobble till we wobble and slurp till we burp. That's what Thanksgiving is. But as a Bible-believing Christian, I hope that you know that Thanksgiving is much more than a day for eating food and watching football and being with family. Now, all of these are byproducts of Thanksgiving, but they are not really what it's all about. And so this morning, I want to talk to you about some things we know about Thanksgiving, such as, first of all, there is something we should not do. There is something we should not do, and that is we should not live a life of ingratitude. We all know people who have so much to be thankful for, but instead, every day, they choose to be complainers. See, being grateful is not a gift that we are born with. It's something that our parents should have taught us, but if they didn't, then it's something we need to teach ourselves. It is so sad to see so many who have never learned to be grateful for the blessings of life. Our scripture in verse 6 tells us a brutish man knoweth nothing. The context is giving thanks and praise to the Lord. A brutish man knoweth nothing, neither doth a fool understand this. Some people are like brute beasts. They're like animals. They have no sense of gratefulness or thanksgiving at all. We live in a very ungrateful age, and this is not difficult to prove. And by the way, it has not always been this way. There was a time, for instance, when you went to the store to buy something and they had people who smilingly asked customers, "Can I help you find something?" And they would lead you to the part of the store to find what you were looking for, and you would say thank you to them for that help. And also, there was a time you'd go in a store and they had cashiers who smilingly took your hard-earned money out of your hand, and they would smile at you and say, "Thank you for shopping here. Please come back again soon." There was a time when they had service station attendants that would come out and pump your gas for you, and they would wash the windows in your car, and if you asked, they would check your oil, they would check the air in your tires, and they would do it with a smile, and when you left, they would say thank you for your business. And you know what else? There used to be a time when there was such a thing in our country as a gentleman who would stop and open the door when they saw a lady coming into a building, and ladies were grateful for the kind act and would smile and say, "Thank you." There was a time when this nation had kind and grateful people, and they showed that kindness to others in many ways. And you have to wonder, what has changed so many of the people of this nation to make them to be so unkind and unthankful? Well, in answer to that question, let me ask you something. What happens to a child who becomes the recipient of many things from the parents, but they are never expected to do anything to earn those things? You know what happens, right? They become what we call spoiled brats, is what they become. And soon that child cannot be given enough and feels he is entitled to everything he's been given to, and he's never satisfied with what he's had, and he's never grateful for what he has. And like that, in this great country in which we live, God, the Father, has spoiled us with his many blessings, and we should be grateful. But many today are not thankful for what they have. For example, some have had a job for many years that provided well for their families, and then they just walk off from these jobs and go down the street and get another one, not caring what it will do to that business that had provided them with a good job all those years. Some have attended a church for many years, and that church has provided them food that would meet their spiritual needs, and in many cases, physical needs. But they are so ungrateful that they just walk away from that church and attend a church that's never done anything for them. Many have had parents that provided for them for many years, and they will walk away from them and seem to literally forget about them. They do not seem to realize that the instant they were born, they already owed somebody for 9 months of free room and board. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." There's one thing we know about this society in which we live, and that is that this nation is filled with ingratitude. And I don't know, but maybe before this nation can learn to be grateful, God may have to withdraw some of the blessings, and then we might learn to appreciate them a little bit more. For example, there's the story of the poor man who goes to the preacher and he complains. He said, "Preacher, life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do?" And the preacher thinks about it a moment. He says, "Take your goat into the room with you." The man looks at him like he's crazy and says, "But we already have 9 people in the house." The preacher says, "Do as I say and come back in a week." Well, a week later, he comes back looking more distraught than before. And he tells the preacher, "We can't stand it. The goat is filthy and smelly." The preacher says, "Now go home and let the goat out and come back in a week." Well, a week went by, and sure enough, here comes the man with a big smile on his face. And he says to the preacher, "Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat in the house and only the 9 of us." Well, listen, God is so good to us that we have let ourselves become spoiled. And so one thing we are reminded of at Thanksgiving is that we live in an ungrateful society and we ought not to go along with it. We are to be a thankful and grateful and appreciative people. There is something we should not do, and that is we should not be ungrateful. We should be thankful for what God has given to us. Now, the second thing is this. I have three things this morning. The second thing is this. Not only is there something we should not do, there is something we should do. We should do. Our text here in Psalm 92 begins, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." There is always something for which we can give thanks unto the Lord, and I mean always. Reminds me of the story of a very ungodly man who came to know the Lord as his Savior. Now, before he was saved, he was known for having an evil temper, and he was really known for his foul language. However, he was gloriously saved when he put his faith in Christ, and the news of his conversion spread among his co-workers at his job. Well, a group of men decided to test his religion, and so they hid his lunchbox. Now, lunchtime, of course, came along, and what they did was they all waited to hear the profanity that would usually come from his lips, especially if someone had opened his locker and taken his lunchbox. And to their surprise, what happened was this. He opened the locker, the lunchbox was gone, and he said, "Praise the Lord, I may not have a lunchbox, but at least I still have an appetite." He was just looking at things from a completely different perspective than he used to. Why? Because it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. You see, there are two kinds of people in the church today. According to some, they have never had a good day in their life to be thankful for. Some folks are just chronic complainers. I know a lady like this, and she kind of represents, I guess, people all over the country. If you make the mistake of asking her how she's doing, you better not be in a hurry, because it's going to take a while for her to tell you how she hurts from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. She's like a broken record with this over and over again. And that's the way a lot of folks are. Many have become chronic complainers. Every workplace, every community, every church has them. To them, the weather is always too warm or too cold. The boss is a jerk. The food is lousy and everybody's an idiot. I mean, that's just the way they look at life. You tell them that it's a beautiful day and they say, "Oh yes, but it's supposed to rain tomorrow." You know, it's that glass half empty, half full thing. Someone had said a pessimist is someone who absorbs sunshine and radiates gloom. That's what they do. They can't find a thing to be thankful for because all they can see are the bad things that happen. And the reason they can't see the good things is because they're not looking for the good things. They're only looking for the bad things. Some folks, it seems, have never had a good day in their life. They're always, always grumbling about something. Some folks just have, you know, nothing but bad things to say. But one thing you can say about them, and you can be thankful for this, is the fact that God has placed them here for a purpose. God has placed those complaining people here to be a blessing to you. You say, "Preacher, what in the world are you talking about?" They are a blessing when they leave. And they are a blessing when you don't have them around for a while. Some folks are just chronic complainers. They don't. It's like they haven't had a single day where God's done anything good for them. Now, as I said, there are two kinds of people in the church today. Some who seemingly have never had a good day in their life to be thankful for. But then there are others who are a joy to be around because they very rarely have a bad day. See, some folks choose to constantly be giving thanks. Now, do they have problems? Well, sure they do. They have as many problems as the next person, but they have discovered that life is too short to live on the dark side. They prefer to live on the bright side and be thankful for all the good things. A thankful attitude helps us to keep our eyes fixed on the brighter side of life. The Word of God says it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because thankfulness quickens our spiritual perception. Dr. Dale Robbins, in one of his books, writes this. He said, "I used to think people complained because they had a lot of problems, but I've come to realize that they have a lot of problems because they complain." Listen, complaining doesn't change anything, and it certainly doesn't make a situation better. It amplifies frustration, it spreads discontent and discord, and can invoke the invitation for the devil to cause havoc with our lives. Complaining makes us miserable. And that's why Paul writes in Philippians 2, verses 14 and 15, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." Instead of looking at the negative in our lives and complaining constantly, we've got to look for the positive and give thanks. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You know, as the pastor, I have a lot of people who will come to me and say, "Pastor, how can I find the will of God for my life?" They're struggling with this question. They want to know God's will. You know what I do? Every single person who comes to me that question, I take them right to this verse. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I say, why don't you start there in finding the will of God? Take what the Bible says, oh, you already know is the will of God, and do that. Start by giving thanks for what God has done in your life. Our spiritual perception should be this. It should be that God is a good God and that He is good all the time. Some years ago, a cartoon pictured Charlie Brown bringing out Snoopy's dinner on Thanksgiving Day, but it was just his usual food in a bowl. And Snoopy kind of took one look at the dog food and he said, "This isn't fair. The rest of the world today is eating turkey with all the trimmings. And because I'm a dog, all I get is dog food." And he stood there and he stared at his dog food for a moment. But then he said this, "I guess it could be worse. I could be a turkey." Well, that's the right way to look at it, right? The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, because thankfulness lightens life's burdens, and because thankfulness quickens our spiritual perception, and because God's Word says that it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. We should not be a bunch of complainers. What we should do is look for the good things in our life and thank God for them. So there is something we should not do: be a grumbler and a complainer. There is something we should do, and that is look for the good things in life and thank God for them. And then finally, let me say this, there is something we should do daily. Daily. Did you notice here when we read Psalm 92, it says, "It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." And then it says, why we want to do this? "To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." One time, a newspaper reporter came up to Rudyard Kipling, the famous poet and author, and said, "Mr. Kipling, I just read that somebody calculated that the money you make from your writings amounts to over $100 a word. Now, this was back in the 1920s, and so $100 a word was big money for an author to be making. He says, so the guy, the reporter says, your writings amount to over $100 a word. Mr. Kipling raised his eyebrows and said, really? I certainly wasn't aware of that. Well, with that response, that reporter, in a very cynical and kind of with a snotty attitude, reached down into his pocket and pulled out a $100 bill and gave it to Kipling and said, here's a $100 bill, Mr. Kipling. Now you give me one of those $100 words. Rudyard Kipling looked at the dollar bill, folded it up, stuck it in his pocket, and here's the $100 word he gave to the reporter. Thanks. And then he walked away. Well, we certainly should be thankful. There's no doubt. Thanks unto God for what he has done every single day. In Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. When we enter the church building, we should have praise on our lips when we enter in. And when we leave the church building, we should have praise on our lips. And notice also the psalmist mentions two times that we should show forth our gratitude, morning and evening. And that's not only on Sunday, by the way, but every day we should have gratitude for the blessings of God. We should be thankful to God in the morning. This is one of the best times to offer up our thanksgiving to the Lord. Someone has said this, every day we wake up, life is like a resurrection. From the depths of sleep, we rise up to serve the Lord. One day the sun will rise and we will not be here. But for now, every day that God allows us to open our eyes and enjoy another day with our family and friends, we should start the day off with thanksgiving. Amen to that. And another reason that morning is such a good time to offer our thanks to God is because it's in the morning that our mind and our heart are cleaner from the world. You know, before we get involved in all of the day's activities, take time to thank the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord in the morning, and it's also a good thing to give thanks to God in the evening. Every day, as we look back, we have things to be thankful for. For instance, our physical blessings. The fact that our heart is still beating and our blood is still flowing and our lungs are still breathing and our arms and our legs are still working and our eyes are still seeing and our ears are still hearing and hopefully our mind is still thinking. You know, we've got great physical blessings. We need to thank God for that every day. And then, of course, there's the material blessings. God gives us a house and food and clothes and cars and a job to go to. We are loaded with material blessings as well for which we should be thankful. And then, of course, there's the emotional blessings, the joy, the peace, the love that we feel on the inside because we know Jesus as our Savior and have His Holy Spirit in us just kind of shedding abroad the love of God in our hearts. We are blessed in emotional ways. And then, of course, there's our relational blessings, our family and our friends. I am a blessed man. I'll be glad to testify before you. I'm glad. I have a wife who loves Jesus. I have children who love Jesus. My parents love Jesus. My grandparents loved Jesus. And I am blessed that way. And I got lots of friends who love Jesus. What a wonderful thing to have these relational blessings. And then on top of that, we have national blessings. You're seated here this morning because we have freedom of religion, and because we have freedom of speech, and because we have freedom of assembly. We have national blessings for which we should be thankful. And of course, most of all, we should be thankful for our spirit. spiritual blessings. The fact that Jesus was willing to leave all the splendors of heaven behind and come down to this wicked, sinful old earth and shed his blood and die on an old rugged cross for us and then rise again the third day so we could have everlasting life. Praise the Lord for God sending his son. It's something to be thankful for. Somebody asked me the other day, what are you thankful for? Three things immediately came to my mind. First, I'm thankful that I have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Then I'm thankful that I have a pardon for my sin through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I'm thankful that I got a place to go to when I die because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for our wonderful Savior. And not only the Savior, but the Bible. This precious old book that acts like our instruction manual and our guidebook through life. A few weeks ago in the Wednesday night service, I told the folks there, you know, if my house was burning down, and if I could only save one thing out of it besides my family, I'd save my Bible. I love this blessed old book, my Bible. And I love it because the Creator of the universe communicates to me through this book. What a wonderful thing to have a Bible. And then a church where we can gather together to worship the Lord. But that's not all of our spiritual blessings, right? God's watch care over us moment by moment, day by day. The many answers to prayer that we have experienced. We are blessed. And there is no doubt about it. And we should be thankful for all those blessings. Every day, as we look back, we have things we can be thankful for. One time, there was a young man who was feeling very proud of himself. As a brand new college graduate, he had taken the CPA exams and passed with flying colors. Now, he was, at this point, of course, a full-fledged certified public accountant. Well, his father had been an immigrant to the United States and now owned his own little business. And filled with self-importance, the young man began to criticize his father's way of keeping books. He said, "Dad, you don't even know how much profit you've made. Over here in this drawer are the accounts receivable. Over there on the shelf are the receipts, and you keep all your money in the cash register. You don't have any idea how much money you've made." And the father answered this way. He said, "Son, when I came to this country, the only thing I owned was a shirt and a pair of pants. Now your brother is a doctor, your sister is a teacher, and you are a CPA. Your mother and I own our own home. We have a car, and we own this little business. Now, you add all of that up and subtract the shirt and the pants, and all the rest is profit." Well, considering the fact that without God, we are nothing, we have nothing, and we can do nothing, considering that, it's all profit, and it's all worthy of giving thanks to God. Every evening, we should set aside time before we close our eyes to take a few minutes to do a little self-examination and count our blessings and name them one by one and give thanks unto God. The Lord. You know, if we counted all the blessings of God on our lives at the end of each day before we went to sleep, we would see that they far outnumbered the trials we've had to face. The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and we should give thanks every single day. See, the secret of a happy life is not always getting what you want. It's learning to be thankful for what you have. That's where it comes from. Has it ever occurred to you that no Americans have ever been more underprivileged than that small handful from the Mayflower, who started the custom of setting aside a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God. They had no homes when they arrived and no government agency to help them build homes. They had no means of transportation but their legs. Their only food came from the sea and the forest, and they had to get it for themselves. They had no money and no place to spend it if they did have any. They had no amusements except what they made for themselves, no means of communication with their relatives in England, no Social Security, no Medicare, and no Obamacare. None. But anyone who dared to call them underprivileged would have been chastised for saying something like that, because they did not consider themselves underprivileged. They considered themselves blessed and were thankful for what they had. And every one of us also have a lot to be thankful for. It is a good thing to give thanks. And so let's quit complaining and start thanking the Lord for his many blessings. There is something we should not do, and that's be ungrateful and be complaining. There's something we should do, and that's look for the good things in life rather than focusing on the bad things and thanking God for those good things. And then there's something we ought to do every single day. We're to give thanks unto God, from whom all blessings flow. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God this morning and the challenge.